This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Five, leave your ex alone.
What the f***?
Leave your ex alone.
Yo, Teach, what if she's happy with someone else?
Well, do you want to be with her?
No, I just want the option though.
Leave her alone. And her friend.
But Teach, what if I need to drop something off?
What do you need to drop off?
My b*** in her mouth.
Just leave your ex alone. Rule number...
Him alone.
But what if she's happy and I want to be like, hey, how are you? Men do that shit all the time.
I need to drop something off. What?
Yeah.
My balls.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh,
leave her alone. Just leave her alone.
Everyone, welcome to the show, Milf and Me Podcast.
Yep.
I'm Antonio, my lovely co-host Diana.
Hello.
We had a fun episode last week, but we kind of ended on a little of a sad note, right?
Yes, I know.
We said that you're moving to California.
I am.
We only have a few episodes left in studio, so we have to make the most of them.
Yes.
One of the things that we used to do back in the day is we used to do all these like dating gurus and love gurus, right?
Yes.
And they got a little too shitty, a little too toxic. We stopped doing them because it stopped being fun, right? Mm-hmm. It got to the point where we couldn't make fun of them anymore. Instead, we were like agreeing or disagreeing and getting all insightful.
Yes.
And then we were like, well, who the fuck are we?
Yeah.
To be insightful about this shit.
Right. That's exactly right. It was like all those people need therapy.
Right.
And
so I
believe in therapy.
I did a massive video purge.
Good.
Right.
Good.
And we did a couple episodes where like, let's just get these things knocked out, get them out of our system. But those were mostly TikToks.
Yeah.
I did not go through my Instagram folder.
Oh.
So
we got some good ones saved up.
I don't even know what they are. So this is literally going to be like a fucking smorgasbord,
this is
right?
This is a roulette.
This is 100%. A roulette like we used to do. So I'm going to play stuff. We're going to talk about it. Hopefully nothing's too crazy because I honestly don't remember what
these
are.
You don't remember. Okay.
All right.
We're going for it.
Here we go.
Men do not want slutty women.
Women do not want unsolicited advice from men.
Nope.
They don't even need men. Oh. They have vibrators, ice cream, and gay best friends. Do you have anything else stupid to say?
Oh,
oh God, there's a whole page.
I love him. What a perfect.
That was perfect
that
to start with.
So
I didn't even know what that was.
It's so true. We don't need your, we don't need that.
If men don't need slutty women. Okay.
Coming from that guy, that's bullshit.
Men
did you see
might
him?
Not. Oh, yeah.
He needs a slutty woman.
He definitely needs a slutty woman.
Fuck that guy.
Because a quality woman is not going to want him.
No.
That high value shit that we used to talk about.
Classy in the streets, a freak in the sheets.
This is where this is bullshit, though, because, okay.
All you got to have.
Men don't want slutty women.
Right.
They'll fuck slutty women.
All day long.
All day long. And that's where, like, the hypocrisy of this is so stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to pair up with a slutty woman or a woman with a high body count. But I'll fuck them.
Yeah. Then stop being a slut yourself.
Then stop being a slut yourself.
Right.
Like, don't you understand that you are creating sluts, essentially? Yeah. And then
however
you're
you live your life,
shaming them for what you were a part of.
You live your life that way, you're going to attract it.
Oh, I love that one dude, though.
I do, too. You
got vibrators, ice cream, and gay best friends.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Am I the gay best friend?
Yes.
Shit.
Are you gay, though?
No, but...
Yeah.
You're not hanging out with a lot of other dudes.
I know, because you're my bestie.
Oh, God damn it.
I know. Sorry, you're that person. But no, that's so fucking good. And it's so true. We don't give a shit. Stop giving us advice and stop saying that men don't want this or men don't. We don't care.
Right.
We don't care.
Here's another scruffy dude for you.
Oh, good.
You know, I hate when I'm going around town and I see all you pretty girls with tattoos and piercings. And it's like, why would you do that? Because now it looks like you might ruin my life. And I'm fucking into that.
I was afraid of where that was going. But now I'm like, oh, you're fucking right, bro.
That's accountability. That's accountability. Like, those women might fuck your life up. It could be a good fuck like your life up or bad, but either way, something's going to happen there.
And here you are sitting in that fucking chair with your tattoo on display.
That's why my jaw dropped. I was like, oh no, where's he going?
Not
with
another
this?
Douchebag.
How do you think? I'm going to test you on something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
How do you think? So I have tattoos. You know who I am inside and out, but someone passing me by just on the street in a tank top and just. We just like, what would be your first impression of me? Like, that woman's, she could fuck up my life.
Yeah, well, that's definitely what I would think. The only reason why I'm still alive is because I haven't allowed you to fuck up my life.
But pretend like you don't know me, because you have to, because you know that where I'm at in my life right now.
Yeah.
Like, I might fuck up that guy's life in a good way.
Right.
Like, challenge him to some shit that he hasn't faced since his childhood. Right. But like, what would your first impression be?
Well, my first impression would be, even at 42, probably 43 by the time this thing airs.
Yeah.
My birthday's coming up.
It is.
I don't believe that a woman can fuck up a dude's life unless he allows it to happen.
Absolutely.
There's that accountability piece, the boundaries things. 20-year-old me is, I'd be like, I got 80 years left on this planet. Fuck my life up as much as you want. I'm down for it.
Let's go. Yeah.
But you walking down the street, you're one of those enigmas where it's like, you do have a display of sexuality, but you are in 100% control of what that sexuality actually is in practice, right?
Yeah.
Where there are girls I dated who their sexuality was their identity.
Yeah.
So I think it's very easy for someone to mistake that of you if that is their past, right?
Right.
But if they are healthy in their mind, body, and spirit, they will probably recognize all the good things about you and not just the tattoo.
And not just be like, oh, she's got tattoos. She's about to fuck up my world.
Fuck up my world. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, there's a lot of energy, right? That, I mean, energy means everything.
Well, that works for guys too, because I know lots of really well put together, healthy dudes that are covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
And in a sense, the tattoos aren't a representation of them being wild or crazy. The tattoos are a representation of discipline.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, I've seen that and heard that with the guys I've dated too. And they actually like the pain.
They like the pain because the pain is a motivator, right? And I mean, there might be some like twisted background to that, but I know more guys covered in tattoos that have got their shit together than the dudes wearing the pocket protectors and the glasses, and they don't even take a drink. Like, those dudes are more fucked up, in my opinion, just
my
based
tattoos
off of my
have meaning. Like, my tattoos are myself, my family, my kids. Like, there is a meaning and purpose behind it. That's why I have it on my body.
Well, and here's the thing too, is like, you are the perfect age to have a tramp stamp, which you don't. Like, you skipped that. Unfortunately, I can honestly say that like the majority of women I've been with all had the tramp stamp, but that's just my generation.
I don't have the tramp stamp. That is one thing I did not ever do.
All right, here's this one.
I bet that you did not know that you can make $100 a day just for texting lonely people.
What?
Seriously, who doesn't need someone to talk to now and then? Let me show you how.
We're going to go to rentacyberfriend.com.
What?
Scroll down to the bottom and click on Become a Cyber Friend.
Become a cyber
friend. Anywhere in the world. It requires no degree or certificates, just that you're friendly. And you'll get paid by the minute. You just have to complete this super short application and then click sign up now.
Don't forget to save this video and follow along with me for the best ways to make money online.
And in the back of her mind, she's like, and then you can drop in your OnlyFans account handle in the conversation and make a little side money on top of making money doing that. That's fucking genius.
It's a genius hustle.
Genius.
We keep talking about, oh, how are we going to make this podcast profitable and successful? What are we going to do to get our Instagram algorithm up and our YouTube algorithm up?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
you're an expert texter.
Just text it to everyone. Here's our link tree. Here's our link tree. Get our numbers up. Subscribe. 5 stars.
Like, you text all these lonely guys and you get them like all just built into this relationship with you.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden it's like, and here's my link tree.
Yeah. Here's my Venmo. Give me a tip for this conversation.
I mean,
no, I wonder how that's, I wonder if they have it monitored.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, you want me to do it? You want me to do it? I'll do it. I will definitely do it just to see like, do they, if they have it monitored. Cause honestly, like, you really could make side money.
Yeah, you could. 100%.
With your, you know, OnlyFans.
I do it. Or... I like texting people.
You gonna do it?
I might do it.
Okay.
Hey, Dak.
Yep.
Is it good for a woman to have a six pack?
No.
He's right, and here's why. Women's normal essential body fat is 4 times more than men's. This means women need 20% of body fat to remain fertile and have normal menstrual cycle.
What?
Remember, abnormally body fat for women means low estrogen and low progesterone. That means dry skin, weak bones, no periods, and many others.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Isn't just a guy saying, like, don't be your best self?
No, I wasn't. So I was a late bloomer. And
right.
Part of the reason why I was is because I was so small.
Okay.
My period did not start until I got older and more body fat on my body. You remember how tiny I was?
Right.
Yeah. So no, it's true. Like you have to maintain a certain type to keep your periods regular, to even be able to get pregnant and carry a baby. Like your body has to be, women's bodies are fucking phenomenal.
Okay. But what if none of that means anything to you? Like what if you just want to be a fitness person and you don't care? It's not in your life path to have a child.
You do you.
You do you,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, this dude is like just wearing a polo and you could buy a stethoscope and a surgical
hat. He's not a doctor.
He's not a doctor.
You can tell by the way he speaks. You can tell by the way he speaks he's not a doctor. But no, if it's for someone that's just into fitness, sure, you do you. But if you're trying to like make babies.
Yeah.
And like carry them to full term, like there's certain things, like your body. Yeah.
Ooh, see, like this is where I want to go against what you're saying. I want to.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a woman should do whatever she wants to. But now I have to think about it. I came from a dance background, right? And I know a lot of women, one I'm really close to right now, whose children are suffering from very serious health ailments.
Yeah.
Because they spent so much of their dance career and theater career just being as skinny and ripped as possible. And maybe they just didn't get the best advice. So as much as I want to be like, that's really shitty to say that a woman can't do what she wants to do with her body. But then again, I do know people who are now kind of seeing what that does. So,
I mean, we're not
doctors. It's not our place to say, but some validation to it.
We could sit here for a long time.
We could.
I'm telling you right now, if you're trying to be a mom and you're trying to grow babies with your body, as a woman, the chemicals in a woman's body and makeup, you have to have a certain amount of fat in your body in order to grow a baby.
Right.
If you're trying to be a mom and trying to have a family, your career is going to be set aside anyway. I don't give a shit if you're a fitness guru and you do stage competitions. If this is the route you've decided to take to grow babies and like carry them to full term and have them and birth
them.
That
is why a lot of celebrities do the surrogate route or the adoption
route.
Then
that's great. Yeah. They do that because they know they have to keep
up
a certain...
And they can afford to do it.
Yes. But if you're just a normal person that doesn't have those, you know, the access financially and everything else, like you've got to make a conscious choice to put your hobby, if you will, on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a therapist for 8 years and not in therapy anymore. But the first 4 years was a woman and the last 4 years a man. And I'm not in therapy anymore. And I'm like, I'm good now. But that's because it was a man, not a woman. Because when I was with a woman, they would just sit there and sulk in all my issues and all the problems. And there was never a solve or a solution. No one was trying to help me.
And they call everything trauma.
abuse or trauma. I'm like, what the fuck? What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't believe in trauma. A bunch of BS. It's just so that psychologists can make money.
Ooh, that'll take me a solid 20 minutes. And plus Pearl was in it and I didn't know
it was
when Pearl opens her mouth. So we really have a lot to say about that. Moving on to the next one. Mm-hmm. If you guys have
Let's get one thing straight.
Sorry.
Okay. I wholeheartedly believe in giving women attention. I wholeheartedly believe in treating women very well and being a well-respected gentleman when you're in the presence of a woman, especially a woman that you are potentially dating or in a relationship with. However, despite all of that being true, what I'm going to be doing today is showing you when to ignore a woman, and specifically if she displays these three traits, which will lead to behavior that you ultimately don't want.
Yeah,
you do not ever become emotionally reactive. You do not yell at a woman. You do not swear. You do not look like a child. You do not blow up. You do not start fights. And you 100% do not demonstrate the exact same behavior that you're receiving back. Okay? You are the adult. You are an adult. You're a strong, rational man. You are going to be stronger than your emotions instead of your emotions being stronger than you.
That's good.
That's good. I was worried where he was going with that.
Yeah, me too.
100%. That's one. I'd say that's like, if you're going to crack the code on a toxic relationship, it's do just that.
Yeah, women just need to feel safe. And if you take away that safety in any type of an argument and you escalate it, and you're never going to be seen as a safe person again.
I love the way you just said that, because the thing that he's also saying is that, okay, well, even if she exhibits that childlike behavior, it's because she's not used to being heard and not used to being seen. So she feels that she has to be exuberant.
Yeah.
In that conversation.
Literally a trauma response.
The
video before that talks about how she doesn't believe in trauma, but I'm going to just go ahead and say it. That is a trauma response, the way that someone reacts when you're in a heated situation.
Right. And so, like, you as the man, I think it is your in best interest, and it's just healthy to not allow yourself to go to that place emotionally or physically. Like, you can sit and you can listen. And if that upsets them even more, that means that they are expecting that response for you. They almost want to pry it out of you because that could be something they could use against you.
Yeah.
And that's not just women. I say that same thing to people in customer service. Like, if a Karen is yelling at you, the worst thing you can do is yell back, because now you are just feeding their angst and their anxiety.
There are, I mean, I have something to admit. That first year I was married, I come from a Greek family. And someone that's not used to that thinks that I'm screaming and yelling, where I wasn't. I was just really passionate. And so a lot of our fights, he thought I was screaming and yelling at him that first year of our marriage. So I've had to learn a lot over the years to just breathe, calm the fuck down.
Right.
And the same goes for women. There are women screamers and women yellers. It's not just the men screaming and yelling at the women. It does go both ways always. Your person has to feel safe with you. If you take that safety away because you escalated your emotions, it's going to take a long time to get it back.
Agreed, 100%. And you might not ever get it back.
Yes.
Hey, here are some things you can do as a woman that are playful and harmless and a good litmus for if your boyfriend is a cool and normal person or a weird, insecure, machismo psychopath. Ooh. Walk on the traffic side of the sidewalk and say, gotta keep you safe, and wink like that. Ask him if he wants a piggyback ride. Check the tread on his tires and then go, I'm not sure I want you driving on this. Give him your jacket and call him your chili willy. Offer him your hand to help him down from stuff. Send him a little box of chocolates with a note that says, a little snack for my snack. Let him know the weather of the place that he's going. Insist on going with him to the mechanic so he doesn't get manipulated. Pick him up out of nowhere. If he says anything about having bags under his eyes, offer to lend him your concealer.
Okay.
That's so great.
I love her. That's
I love that. That's fantastic.
At first, I thought it was going to be like one of those, your dude is toxic, you need to get away from these dudes. But
Is it weird that I did the tire tread thing like a couple months ago?
You've done the tire tread thing to me before. Oh, I can't remember what it was.
Oh my God.
You made a comment about my car one time, and I was like, shit, I didn't even recognize that. And I'm not easily emasculated. But whatever it was, I can't remember. I think it was window fluid. I didn't have any window wiper fluid in my car.
Get some windshield wiper fluid.
Do we need to stop at the gas station and get you some window fluid? I'm like,
it's so true. No, someone was at my house and he was traveling. He was taking a huge road trip, and I seriously looked down at his tires and I was like, you're going to drive 3,000 miles on these? Like, do you want to go get them rotated or something? And then I was like, when's the last time you had your oil changed in the car? And it's so great because he's like, oh my gosh, he's so much bigger than me. He's like a big dude.
Right.
He's very, very, very manly and very masculine. And I'm over here going, I don't know, those tires look kind of worn. And
well, because it's funny because it's a dude's response to think that you don't know shit about cars.
Yeah.
But forget that you've been single for like the last whatever, 13, 14 years.
And I've known this man for over 10 years. Right. So he just kind of looked at me and smiled and he goes, I got it. I'm like, okay.
Oh, shit.
Some girl asked me, hey, do guys actually like it when you like sit on their face? Like when you sit on their face? Yeah. Yeah, we do. And the thing that pisses me off.
He's cute.
The thing that pisses me off is that y'all hover. Like, who did that? Who started that? Why would you hover in the first place? Like, you're just supposed to drop it like it's hot. Come on. Like, oh, but I'm afraid you're not going to be able to.
And?
And? Name a better way to go,
Exactly.
I worried you can't breathe.
That's what I thought. Okay, let me...
Drop it.
My hero. I don't think there's a single guy who would be like, no, I don't want you to do that. No, fucking do that. And don't hover.
You are going to suffocate me. Please don't do that.
I will tap out when I need to tap out.
Yeah.
And I might not tap out.
I might just die right here.
That's fine. I've lived a decent enough life.
I love that guy. He's so cute.
Oh, shit. Okay. Let's see. Right. We got time for two more. I literally don't know what any of these are, so I'm just picking randomly.
Oh, God.
This guy looks fun.
What are some weirdly specific things that you consider to be red flags in men?
Okay, this is me trying to help out the ladies.
Oh.
It is the extent to how well he knows his astrology chart. So if you meet a guy who's like, oh, yeah, I'm a Pisces. I don't know anything else, though. Protect that one. You met a good one.
If
a guy knows his big three, okay, you know. Maybe he went to theater school. It's not a deal breaker. But if that man knows his entire chart, he's been through everything within a 50-mile radius.
Oh, my God.
If you ever
right.
hear a man say, my Venus is in Leo, you're talking to an animal. You're talking to an assassin. You've met the Winter Soldier, 80 years of confirmed kills. You're talking to an omnisexual Lovecraftian being. This man has learned your ways, and he's going to use them to break you.
Oh, my hell. I really like him. He's adorable.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So cute.
This is making me so much better
so good.
As a person because I keep looking at these dudes' faces. I'm like, oh, what is this douchebag going to lay on me right now?
Yeah.
And then they say something fantastic like this. Great. I'm like, oh, 100%.
That's so good.
Okay, so I am in a relationship with a very spiritual, granola, you know, witchy world person.
Yeah.
And the dudes that I've met in her circle that know all of their star charts and all their fucking zodiac shit and all their chakras, these dudes are fucking animals and are known in the when we had Michelle on here and she said that she's like, oh my God, the dudes in the spiritual community are the fucking worst. She's not wrong, and this guy just said
I've met a few of them.
Who knows where he's from? He's not from Utah.
No.
So this is a nationwide thing.
It's so good.
Good looking out on my brother for protecting the women out there from guys like that.
I love that guy. He's so great. It's so true too. Those men in that world are a different breed.
All right, so here we go. This will be our last one. I have no idea what it is.
Okay.
Men calling other men simps for treating women like decent human beings.
It is insane, and I love to call it out.
Ooh, nice.
There are so many alphas that think that they got me when I'm showing a woman an ounce of respect. Motherfucker, where do you think you came from? The fucking stork. And I've been called a pussy because I'm the one who cooks in the house.
Oh.
Oh, you don't cook? Enjoy your well-done steak and your dry-ass chicken, bitch. My wife is strong as shit, powerful as shit, and I fucking love it, and it's sexy as hell. If you're intimidated by a strong woman, then you're a weak man. And no, I'm not taking a woman's side. I support men all the time, but functional men. Men who don't call each other these little fucking club names and live by some masculine code that was made up by other men. And all the Andrew Tate worshippers masturbating all the time.
Yes.
But calling yourself alpha and calling another man a simp makes you feel like a man. You're not a man.
Oh.
Hold on a second.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay. That's hot. He's hot.
Seriously.
Is that video going to be put on our thing on YouTube?
Of course it is. All these are.
When he gets divorced.
Oh, don't put that on him. He's a nice guy.
Ooh. Okay, that was hot. That is what we're missing.
Is what we're missing, right?
That's what us ladies are missing.
And I feel it's like what we've missed in this podcast because during our red pill phase, all we wanted to do was talk shit about the alpha dudes. But what we didn't have was a guy like that who can represent the physical embodiment of what these alpha dudes say you need to be.
Yes.
And then be so eloquent with his speech.
Basically saying that they need to embrace women's masculine energy because there's no way we can have the masculine energy without the feminine energy.
Right.
We have to have high feminine energy to get too masculine.
Right.
It's just
and
how
it's
it works.
Not always the women that are making you feel like inferior.
Right.
It's other dudes.
Other dudes.
That's what we've been talking about a lot. We talked about it with the fucking toys and who's got the bigger house, who's got the bigger dick and all that shit like that. Now, women do that to each other too.
Yeah.
But guess what? That's your battle to fight, not ours.
Right.
Our battle is,
right,
why are we calling people simps? Why are we making the dudes who have a more... why are we making the dudes that have a better understanding of their feminine side and their woman's masculine side?
Yeah.
Why are we calling them a fucking name when we should be like, okay, well, you've got it figured out, bro. Good for you. Like, mm-hmm. why does everyone have to be a hustler? It's just a fucking smoke show. It's bullshit. And it took a dude like that. I don't even remember watching this video. So
that was amazing.
Yeah.
That was everything.
Great way to end this.
That was everything we needed. But yeah, he is. Whew. Find me one of those.
I bet you're going to find plenty in San Diego.
My gosh.
That dude had a suntan. Looked like there was a beach in the background.
He's married. I don't mess with married men.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's other dudes like him out there.
I sure as fuck.
You're not going to find one of those here.
I'm 42 years old. I'm not getting any younger.
Right?
Let's go.
All right. That was fun.
That was fun.
I can
fun.
Purge more of this shit out of this folder. Essentially, since you're not going to be here to watch these.
Yeah.
You know, now it's just going to be like, okay.
I can still watch
your iPhone. Yeah, I know.
I can still watch them with you.
But this instant response.
Plus, I kind of have a feeling you've sent me like 50% of these.
I could have. Yeah. I don't know.
They're good. Good job.
Good job. All right. So everyone, I'm glad that we had a good time with these videos today. They weren't as bad as I thought.
I know.
Like, I was afraid that it was gonna be nothing but garbage people. And there was like only
I want to get some juicy stuff. Let's get some juicy ones next time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll start going through this and purging all the shitty ones and keep the good ones for you. Everyone, thank you so much for watching and listening. Don't forget to subscribe. Reach out to us on the MILFandMePod.com and the MILF and Me Instagram, where you can DM and leave messages. Diana will get back to you. And we said it last episode, but we're going to say it again. Go to our link tree. We're going to have an Amazon wish list there of things that she's going to need for her remote studio once we start recording remotely. It's nothing crazy. We're not asking for like a fucking Ferrari or anything. It's like literally microphone stand, you know, shit like that.
Tripod. Yeah.
All right. I love you. I'm going to enjoy the next couple that we have in studio before you're gone.
I love you too. Thank you, everybody.
See you next week.